Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joanna Brandy is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, more than 17 years.
Wow.
Joanna's been joining us. How about that, Joanna?
I take
your breath away,
actually,
doesn't it?
I love the longevity.
Well, and you know I love you, and I'm glad you're here, and I wouldn't want to do without you. We're talking about happiness. Having a happy culture, and I'm asking the question, how much am I responsible for? I mean, at some point in time, if I make an environment where it's safe, where people can flourish, I pay them on time, I give them good benefits, it's at least to the degree that I can afford it. I'm not, you know, and when I say I'm talking about any small business owner
right
here.
Right, right, right.
And I do the best I can. I treat them with respect. I give them a company that they can be proud of. How much more am I responsible for their happiness?
Well, you know what? Since there is so much information out right now on how to become personally happier, there's a couple of things I would comment there. The first thing you said is safe, but I just want to go back to that for a second. There's physical safety and there's emotional safety. You could have a plant or an office or something where they're really physically safe, but emotionally they don't feel safe.
What does that mean?
Emotional safety is about the ability to be, my ability as an employee to be able to tell you my truth without fear of repercussion, without fear that you're going to make fun of me, without fear that you're going to embarrass me, without fear that you're going to laugh at me. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is the huge issue. A positive
Take me seriously.
Leader is tending
Treat
to that.
Treat me like a professional.
Treat me like a professional, and that ties into respect, of course. But I've been in the corporate world. I've been in the small business. I've been in most of those worlds. And places where, you know, you make a suggestion in a meeting and the boss smirks or says, oh, God, she's at it again. She's dumping all these ideas on us.
Well, see, that's not what I just described. I mean,
okay,
I mean
well, that's why,
if
that's
you've
why
got
I
a situation
to...
like that, that's going to be an unhappy situation.
Right, well,
the only way to, you know, somebody once told me the only way to get rid of bamboo is to move.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? You can never,
or
pivot. You know, the only way to get rid of pivot is to move. So the only way to get rid of a boss like that, somebody who treats you like that, is to move.
So I just wanted to make the point about emotional safety, because you are right. If that person doesn't change, so if there's emotional and physical safety benefits, you do your best to treat them with respect, you know, give them work that they can get engaged with. So in other words, there's a match between the work they're doing and what their talents and gifts are.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I think an employer has, I still think they have an obligation because there's so much information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as part of a wellness program, that teaching some of the things that I'm teaching, the very simple things, how to do 5 minutes of meditation, how to write down 3 good things that happened to you that day, and which can build your happiness over time, some kindness in the workplace.
Could you bring them in their annual review? Could you say to them, Susan, are you happy in your job? Don't ask them if you're happy. Just say, are you happy in your job? Are you happy at work here?
Sure, you can.
That question?
You can ask that question. And then you can ask the follow-up question if they say, well, or I like to, you know, because that's a yes or no question. So on a scale of 1 to 10, Jim, as far as your happiness at work and your happiness with your job, where would you find yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So if Susan says I'm at an 8, then your next logical question is, mm-hmm. What would it take to get you a 10 so that when you walk out of here at night, you're full of energy because you love what you do? And they may say, I need more time. You know what? People are being interrupted so much these days. So what people want more than anything is, you know, 15 minutes of uninterrupted time where they can finish a project.
Then you you also say, okay, fine, but I need you to turn your phone off.
Oh yeah, that's
right?
Kind of what
I need you to turn your smartphone off. If you want me to give you 15 minutes to interrupt your time, turn your smartphone off.
Yeah.
And take Facebook off of your screen. And Twitter.
That's a whole other story.
Right? Right?
Well, because people are being interrupted like every 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it takes you 23 minutes to get back on track.
But the good thing about the question, though, which we talked about a minute ago, is if they say, well, it's a five. Well, why is it a five? Well, because I'd like to be a manager. Oh, I didn't know you would want to be a manager.
Yeah.
Good for you. Do you think you're management material?
There you go.
And then say, you know, because if you don't think they are management material, then you got an unhappy customer you can't fix until that gets resolved.
Exactly.
And that'll tell you where you need to work, right? Where you need to go.
It does, and it starts the conversation. I don't think we've ever had that conversation. You know,
right.
You say, yeah, are you happy here or not? They go, yes or no. Now, who's going to say no?
Most small business owners are afraid to ask that question.
Of course they are.
Because it brings an answer they may not want to hear.
You know what? We just did a study at one of my clients, and I want to tell you something. I would have predicted something very different than what happened. And it turns out that over 80% of the people are quite happy with their work experiences.
Yeah.
Now, there are nuances to that. Some of them are under
too
much stress. Some of them don't think they have enough time. But what a wonderful thing to be able to go back and tell a company and the employees is that, you know, for the most part, most of you are happy.
80% is pretty high. I take 80%.
Yeah. And then I've started teaching happiness courses there because at that point, it's really up to the people. If they're happy with the job, but yet their happiness score, overall happiness score is lower, you know what? Then it
can they find out more about
this
at your website?
Absolutely. ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Joanna, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I will. Invite me back soon.
Well, you got it. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.